told a House hearing.
I'm not going to say anything more about it until the report is out and everyone has a chance to look at it.
Well, he'll release a redacted version of the special counsel's findings within a week, but Democrats want the whole report at the same time.
Fox News has learned Attorney General William Barr has assembled a team to investigate the origins of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation into President Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Democrats are questioning Barr's tactics.
I don't think Barr has conducted himself in a manner that earns people's trust.
That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Fox's Sean Langel. It's deadline day for the IRS to meet Democrat demands to turn over Trump tax returns. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin told a House hearing he'll comply with the law but wouldn't commit to releasing them. Then he got into it with Congresswoman Maxine Waters as the hearing ran into overtime.
You may go anytime you want.
Please dismiss everybody. I believe you're supposed to take the gravel and bang it. That's
please do not instruct me as to how I'm to conduct this committee.
New Zealand is ready to put new gun controls into law by Friday, 4 weeks after the shooting sprees at two mosques that left 50 people dead. Lawmakers approved the restrictions today with only one no vote. The city of Pittsburgh's also taken action after 11 people were murdered in a synagogue last year. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Well, Dave, with gun rights groups wasting no time in suing over legislation signed by Democratic Mayor Bill Peduto of Pittsburgh. The bill restricts military assault-style weapons and bans high-capacity magazines, something he says a lot of people in his city agree with.
A lot of opposition, and I think most people know that, but more people within the city quietly showed their support.
Whether it can be enforced is another thing. State law bans municipalities from gun regulation. A memorial for the victims of the Tree of Life Synagogue massacre set for today in an unusual joint session of the Pennsylvania legislature. Dave.
This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same. But while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump is pushing back on the way changes in Homeland Security are being characterized.
Well, I never said I'm cleaning house. I don't know who came up with that expression. We have a lot of great people over there. We have bad laws.
This after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and others have left in recent days.
Fourth major departure yesterday from DHS, the latest acting secretary, Deputy Secretary Claire Grady. The president also making clear that his tougher approach will not include bringing back that family separation policy.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Customs and Border Patrol says more than 92,000 migrants were apprehended in March. That's up from 66,000 in February, most of them families and unaccompanied children. Now, President Trump's expected to unveil an executive order today to roll back rules on pipelines.
An administration official says there's been a problem with the way states interpret the Clean Water Act and how it can impact the permitting process for pipelines and other energy projects. Companies have to get certified by states to say they're complying with the act before moving ahead with the project, and the states can say no. Under the president's new order, the Environmental Protection Agency will review its guidance to states on the Clean Water Act and make sure states are working to uphold the intent of the act. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
One of President Trump's biggest allies overseas, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, appears to have won re-election to a fifth term.
With nearly all of the votes counted, Netanyahu's Likud party became the largest, beating their main competitors, the Blue and White Party, by more than 10,000 votes. There are still around 270,000 outstanding votes. They are not expected to change the results. That's one small correction from our last report. Netanyahu now has a large advantage in forming a coalition government over the next month and a half, since all parties to his right would like to see him stay in that position.
And that's Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly before the opening bell next hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A three-run home run, and the Cardinals win it in walk-off style. Look at
at this crowd.
It's the NowDecatur.com ticket window, brought to you by J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds and First Mid Insurance Group. Listen to Buyers and Company every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. for your chance to win tickets to see the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The NowDecatur.com ticket window from 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM. WSOY, your home for Cardinal baseball.
Woo! It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies, highs near 62 degrees. Then for tonight, cloudy and lows around 53. For your Thursday, we have a 40% chance we'll see some showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., highs near 74. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, April 10th edition of Buyers and Company. This hour, your chance to win Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we'll tell you why these robot vacuum cleaners are from hell. Next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We have another garbage strike going on here at the station.
I think tomorrow is the day.
Well, this has clearly been here since last Thursday.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. We have to put a sign or something up?
Maybe you should start putting it outside your studio.
Or maybe I should just take out the trash myself.
Could be.
And in that case, we would say, what are we paying for?
Yeah. Mine's regularly taken out. It's not hard to find, and yours isn't either. It's like right there.
No.
And it's usually overflowing.
Now, I know, because the other shows continue to put like food and drinks.
Stuff in. Yes.
Yeah. It would be just paper if it were me. I mean, if it was just the show. Anywho, just I'll take it out.
Thank God mine's taken out, because mine isn't just.
No. All right. This story starts in Oregon, but it continues right here locally at home. Deputies surrounded a 911 call was put in. And in Washington County, Oregon, a 911 call for a burglary in progress at a woman's home. She called and said that someone was in her bathroom and locked in her bathroom. And they sent out, literally, like they do, calling out the suspect. Using a loudspeaker, ended up entering the home with drawn guns, and after removing the door, found a automated robot vacuum cleaner crashing into a cabinet, a Roomba. So
this woman's stupid.
Well, okay, let me just say, first and foremost, I don't know if that's the case or not. I've never met her, don't even know what her name is. So for you just to say stupid.
She's stupid.
Are you going to be judgmental all morning, or are you just going to like let me actually explain the story before
go
you
ahead.
Say that the woman is stupid? These robots are stupid. I go home every. This is the most annoying thing in our house by far. I mean, it is not even close. The noises it makes, the ridiculous. It can't figure out how much battery juice it has, so it always dies somewhere and then makes all kinds of noises. I get home. Day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is under the bed with, I have a pair of tuxedo shoes that I, you know, you don't wear a tuxedo all that often, but they're in a nice, like these like nice cloth bags, right? That had the little drawstring on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them under the bed. I don't know why, but I just have room in the closet or whatever. And so this thing's got like half of one of these shoe bags, very expensive shoes, stuck up its guts, and it's just gone, beep, 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 beep. And it's like, I hate this thing. Despise it.
Well, I can tell you he's having some trouble right now. Because, see, that's the thing. He sends me a text saying I'm having a problem or I'm stuck or whatever. I'm in your bathroom, locked. Help me out.
He does not do that.
No.
Doesn't know what room he's in.
I wish he could tell me I got to suck one of your socks up my guts.
Yeah, know? Now, yeah, because, like, let's just be honest here. Who generally puts stuff all over the floor?
Why? How does he always get stuck in the bedroom on your side?
It's not always. This is just the latest
case. 2 days he has been stuck on your side of the bed.
Okay, whatever.
He's not even supposed to be in the bedroom.
But because you have so much stuff on the floor, he probably knows to not even go to that side of the room.
He's not even supposed to be in the bedroom.
Okay, tell me why you like this thing and why it's not completely annoying to you the way it is to me.
Oh, there's a ton
of reasons.
It's
now... No. First of all, you set him without telling me, of course. So the other day, ladies and gentlemen, she just says, well, shut the door. Like, I don't know this thing's automated to go on while
yes.
I'm... Okay, but you changed that because it was so annoying to you during nap time that it would come on that you switched it to do it when no one was home.
Yeah, I'd rather be doing its thing while no one's home.
How's it doing its thing if it's got half a sock sucked up it and it's stuck?
Well, most of the time he gets all the rooms done the night and then he gets into the bedroom, which is the last
place. How do you know?
Because I can see the vacuum lines, and I know. I can watch. I can see what he's doing.
How do you turn the damn thing off if you don't have the app?
You have to hold down the power button.
Which one is the power button?
The big one. Now, I don't have a Roomba. I have a Neato.
All right, what's the difference?
It's a different brand.
They look the same.
Basically, yeah.
The picture that they have in the story looks like... The thing
the Roombas generally are all round. The Neato has one side that's flat and the rest is round, yeah.
All right. And we've gotten to the point. Mm-hmm. We don't have that much square footage.
No, we really don't.
And so we've gotten to the point where the vacuum cleaner is no longer an option because through all of this, this is worth it.
It is worth it to me.
What does it take you, 5 minutes to vacuum?
Do you know how much I hate vacuuming?
About as much as you hate doing laundry,
yes.
About as much as you hate picking your clothes up off the floor, about as much as you would like to do anything when it comes to just clean, like
whatever.
Being, yes.
Whatever. Whatever.
Am I wrong about any of those things?
I don't do laundry.
I do it?
Yes.
I don't bring something in, it makes noise and gets stuck and does half the job and then is annoying.
Then you clean the house and vacuum.
You do the laundry.
That's the thing you do, that you do the laundry.
Every week. And
I clean every week.
Okay, that's not necessarily true.
That is true.
Okay.
And if I don't have to vacuum because I have a robot that will do it for me?
I'm telling you, the robot does a half-ass job, and you know that. And it doesn't work.
Looks like he's done a job, so that is all I need. I just need to see the satisfying vacuum lines, and I'm good.
Oh, don't get one of these if you don't have one. No, don't. They don't work.
They do work.
No, they don't. He just goes around a circle in the kitchen where there's no carpeting.
He's sucking stuff up in the kitchen.
Sure he is.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, whatever.
He does it's a pretty decent job.
Yeah, okay. And that's why you're always pulling, like, laundry, like, drag sheet.
I know. I do. It is like every day coming home. That's fine. It's like a game.
Yeah, where is he stuck and making a bunch of noise? It's like those stupid robots from Star Wars. It's like, I don't speak your language.
He's like a droid, yes.
Stop with the beeps.
And I've started going like, where are you, buddy? Where are you hiding today?
He's not hiding. He's stuck.
No, he's stuck somewhere.
Because
all
of that
place.
Smart
like,
technology can't figure out a dryer
between
chute.
Like a lamp and a stand. I'm like, how did you even get in here?
And two wheels will be up on the lamp.
Yep.
And he's just beeping. Oh, God, it's annoying. Do not get one of these. I'm telling you.
Get one.
Don't. And I don't downplay my laundry skills because you would have no clothes to wear.
Oh, I'm one of those people that I put things in the dryer and I will just keep resetting it. So I don't have to fold them. I hate doing laundry.
Which is why I do it.
Yes.
Not that I love it. I mean, I don't get joy out of it.
No, but...
Yeah. But instead of a thank you, you just belittle.
I'm not belittling you.
That's all you do.
Well, then you're making your own dinner this week.
All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, I don't know if you saw that story out of that Waffle House in Gainesville, Florida.
Yes, I did. What...
This story certainly doesn't represent humankind.
No.
But it does represent a certain sort of thing that we have built in this country. We have taken entitlement to a level that I don't know that we even knew existed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think we thought people were even capable
of getting
of this,
to this level.
And they are. And we'll give you the details on the other side of the break. By the way, a follow-up to a story we had yesterday. We were talking about all the Vegas acts, or was that maybe the day before yesterday? Do you know why all of these concerts, why all of these residencies are taking place there?
Why?
Like Cardi B and all this mm-hmm. stuff? Because the millennials and the Generation Y are not gambling. They're going to Las Vegas, but they're not going for the reasons for generations that people went.
Yeah.
And so they're figuring out how do the casinos and the theaters and the nightclub, how do they make money off this younger generation? And it's not through gambling. It's through entertainment. And that's why there's more music in Vegas than there ever has been. All right, got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly cloudy and highs near 62 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and lows around 53. For your Thursday, 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms, highs around 74. And Friday, mostly sunny highs near 57 degrees. It's 44 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at decaturarts.org.
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne is back on WSOY Decatur, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike takes us inside the clubhouse and gives you the pulse of the Redbirds each and every Tuesday morning during Byers & Company at 7:40 a.m.
I think they want to get off to a good start. I know in the past that hasn't always been the case, but I think there's a newfound attitude that I think this team is going to really try and take advantage of.
The Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, thanks to Jigger Pediatric Dentistry, only on your home for Cardinal Baseball, WSOY Decatur.
When it comes to shopping in Central Illinois, the Brass Horn and the Brass Horn 2 in downtown Decatur is the place for both him and her.
The Brass Horn Men's Clothing Store is a one-stop shop for all the men in your life. We proudly carry business attire, leisure weekend wear, and we can even make sure your special day is well-suited with a tux.
That's not all. The Brass Horn 2 is directly connected to the Brass Horn, and we have everything a woman could want, from luxury clothing, unique gifts, and stunning home decor.
Make your shopping trip an experience for both him and her by shopping at the Brass Horn and Brass Horn 2.
Cater.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here, opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on loosely. I'm so caught up with you. Wynonna.
How did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, that's why Vegas has turned into this sort of relevant place when it comes to music, right? It used to be a pit stop, like where you would go before dying, right? Or think Fat Elvis.
Yes.
Or Tom Jones at the end of his career, or maybe even Celine Dion. Now there's Cardi B and all, hip-hop artists and everything else, because millennials want the entertainment. They just don't gamble. So Vegas is trying to figure out, how do they keep paying for themselves? I thought that was interesting after our story the other day. And by the way, rock and roll, these tours that are making all this money, like the Rolling Stones,
yeah,
Aerosmith. Here's an interesting thing. The tour money and the places like Las Vegas, rock and roll music is still killing it. I mean, they're still like the tour money leaders. But in not one rock group occupied a spot in the top 10 of 2018's most streamed acts. And so, like, they're not selling records or music. They sell concert tickets and shows, but rock and roll itself is sort of dying. In fact, like, I think the Black Keys have made an announcement they're going to get back together. I mean, there's very few rock bands. And you think about that. Think about, like, pop music today. Who would you describe as a rock and roll band?
Greta Van Fleet?
Okay. Maybe, yeah. And, you know, but they're going to do this 50th anniversary of Woodstock, and they're going to have all kinds of rock people coming back, you know, and doing this. But it's not what's selling. It's not on the charts. I mean, there are no – I mean, give me an active rock and roll band outside of – whatever the name is, Greta Van Fleet. Fleet. Name another one.
I had to think hard for that. So, I mean, I think that makes your point.
I think maybe it's dying out. I don't know. All right, this story out of Gainesville, and I'm assuming this is Gainesville, Florida, right?
It just, well, the Gainesville it could be Gainesville, Sun. Georgia, because there's a Gainesville, Georgia.
Nope, Gainesville/Ocala, it's Florida.
Okay, it's Florida.
So, it's a little convoluted, the story itself, but there was a 41-year-old by the name of Craig Artez Brewer who died by gunfire inside of a Waffle House. Now, in this Waffle House, he was paying for other people's food and giving out $20 bills to customers shortly before he died. Now, this was 3 a.m., so it's a weird timing thing. I mean, it's not like this is like the grandfather who stopped by for a donut and bought someone's. I mean, I don't know what's going on at 3 a.m. 3 a.m. is
generally 3 a.m. at a Waffle House is never.
Listen, the older I get, I keep dropping this number. It used to be don't be out after 1 a.m. because nothing good ever happens. Yeah. Now it's down to about 10:30.
It's like 9. We got to get home.
So, but here's the thing that you need to know about entitlement in this country and how people have gotten to the point like where there is no. I put yourself in this position. You're at a Waffle House restaurant, and this guy, for whatever reason, he starts paying for some customers' meals, and he hands out some money. I don't know. Maybe he had a big night slots. Who knows? But a woman who did not get her meal paid for took great umbrage with this guy, got into a shouting match with him, and then her boyfriend went outside, got a gun, brought it back in, and killed the guy because she didn't get her free meal. Did you have to read this story a couple of times to go, what
the? I did. I had to read those paragraphs about how this transpired with this woman and, like, how did this go from him paying for people's meals and handing out money
to being dead?
To being dead. And not just, like, the gun went off and he got shot in the chest or, you know, no. In the head.
Now, they had the 25-year-old suspect in custody. They have it on video. What we're trying to find out in the days ahead, if this was truly a verbal argument that turned into a murder case or if there was something missing here. Because your mind tells you there's got to be something missing. Here.
Like they had to have known each other.
No, but I mean, a lady says, but I mean, are we at this point with entitlement in this country that if you don't pay for my meal because you paid for somebody else's meal, you now deserve to die?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, well, that was nice of him.
Yeah.
This country right now, we go, yeah, that's nice of him. Where's mine?
Mm-hmm.
That is the go-to move we have in this country today.
I know, I had to
when
read it a
we
couple
get
of times.
There?
And, you know, reading what the investigator said, now we have to find out, was there something else, too? Or was it this simplistic? I mean, was it this animalistic? Just the instinct of, it's just
that
it's
I'm,
sad.
That you did something nice for somebody else, so I'm so resentful that you didn't do that for me. I think you should die.
I mean, I can't just harm you. I have to shoot you in the head.
Well, the woman was the one that got into it with
him. Yeah.
And then the boyfriend, which is always the boyfriend. And here's what I'd like to know. What do you do if you're this guy? I mean, and you went in. I mean, maybe you don't have enough to pay for everybody's meal, but you buy some meals, you hand out some money. I don't know why at 3 a.m. you're doing this. Not a clue. But then a woman gets in your grill about not paying for her meal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Apparently.
Maybe he got back into it with her. Who knows? I mean, it's not like this guy was. I mean, the whole 3 a.m. is something you need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Because this isn't like the guy who drops the gold coin in the Salvation Army bucket.
No. Or the guy that does the, you know, you go up to the drive-thru at McDonald's and, oh, no, your meal's already taken care of. It's not like that.
No. It's 3 a.m. So who knows the mindset or status of anybody involved
exactly.
in this whole conversation. But the idea that you're just going to go out of the parking lot, get a gun, come back into the restaurant, and kill someone over resentment of not having your meal paid for by someone else. Can you say that out loud? I think we just like only hear, go, yeah,
it's,
I don't know.
You know, honestly, some of the best horror writers, that's how they would think. Like, let's take what nobody makes sense to no one and turn this into a plot. And that's kind of how it felt reading that story.
I think when I read these stories, the only thing I get out of this, like if you're a progressive and you read this story, the only thing you can see is, how did that man have a gun?
Oh,
and
I never questioned.
No. Because someone who is capable of doing this uh-huh. is going to follow two new laws you mm-hmm. put in place. Someone who shoots someone in the head
yeah.
inside a Waffle House, for everyone, the video cameras, that they're really worried about what law you put in
yeah.
place.
They're not really seeing
the other,
social, cultural
yes.
issue in this story.
That we have created a just literally a generation of people that mm-hmm. can't fend for themselves, that think somebody else owes it to them.
Yep.
And not only are they upset, I mean, they're angry if it's not them
yeah.
getting the freebie and angry enough to start an argument, go get a gun and kill the guy because he didn't pay for your meal.
Yep.
Man, I got to tell you, every time I think we've hit bottom, we keep finding a new level of bottom.
Yeah.
Something's got to change. And I don't think that guy, whatever his motivation was, whatever his state of mind was, 3 a.m., you know, you go from handing out money and buying other customers their meals to shot dead on the floor of a Waffle House in Gainesville, Florida, over a free meal or lack of free meal. Every once in a while, you'll get these, something happens in a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, everyone's frustrated when you don't get what you ordered or
yeah.
you don't. But, I mean, guns? I mean, really?
There were some other parts of the story that were interesting because they talked about how there was 911 was called because they were over capacity. Like, how did people start calling their friends? Because
maybe.
There were some things in the story I thought were really odd.
Maybe.
Initially, a Waffle House employee called the police. The police couldn't get people to leave. So the police did come before this occurred, saying people have to leave. You guys are beyond capacity. I think people were calling others like, hey, this guy's giving out money.
I mean, who gets the phone call and runs to the Waffle House at 3 a.m. for a
you.
Free waffle?
Somebody call me at 3 a.m. It better be good, and it is not free waffles.
And I'm probably not answering.
Mm-mm.
It's a sad story.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Topper on Sports coming up here in about 2 minutes. And then every time I want to believe a story, like that this woman went to the doctor with an eye infection and they found bees in her
eyes.
Oh,
God, I read that too. What?
Why does it always happen in, like, Taiwan? I can't see. It makes me not want to believe the story.
I know. I thought the same thing.
Now, if this had been, like, Des Moines, not that I'm saying that it's just fake news coming out of Taiwan, but it's always one of those. It's like, really, can a person have bees living in their eyes and not know it? Oh, yeah, they're living off her tear ducts. It's disgusting. It's a bee. Do they not move and buzz? Your eyeball?
Moving.
All right, got to take a break. We'll get to that. And tickets to see the Cardinals, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. We've got to take a break for stories and news. You're listening to the Wednesday edition, hump day version of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Macon County Sheriff's Office will be working with the Illinois Sheriff's Association to enforce Scott's Law in an effort to reduce officers struck while conducting traffic stops on the side of the road. Illinois has had 4 traffic-related officer fatalities already in 2019. According to the law, when you approach a stationary authorized emergency vehicle when their lights are flashing, you must slow down and move over. HSHS St. Mary's Hospital is looking for organ donors. The hospital held a donor drive in partnership with the Macon County Life Goes On Committee and Macon County Health Department. Attendees were able to register to become an organ donor, as well as learn a little more about what it means to be a donor. To learn more about what it means to become an organ donor, visit donatelife.net. A pretrial was held yesterday for Tuanka Davis, the mother of 2-year-old Taniya Barnes, who died in February from what authorities say was a case of abuse and neglect. 21-year-old Davis is charged with first-degree murder and endangering the life or health of a child. Davis's boyfriend, 25-year-old Anthony Myers, has also been charged in Barnes's death. Davis's next trial date has been set for May 10th. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Attorney General back on Capitol Hill going before a Senate subcommittee a day after a grilling during a House hearing where Fox's Mike Emanuel reports.
Florida Democrat Congressman Charlie Crist tried to drill down with Barr on his bottom line conclusion from the Mueller report.
Can you elaborate on what is meant by does not exonerate the president?
That's a statement made by the special counsel.
Barr saying he expects to release a redacted version within a week. Democrats will have a chance to offer a solution to the crisis at the border with their own proposals.
This as CBP releases staggering new numbers. More than 92,000 apprehended in March. That's an average of nearly 3,000 a day. And it's over 103,000 when you add in inadmissibles. Now, 76% from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. 67% were families and unaccompanied children.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. This is Fox News.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience. 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Taking a look at your three-day weather forecast. Today we've got mostly cloudy skies expected, highs near 62, but we do have some wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 53. For your Thursday, 40% chance we'll see some showers, maybe some thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., highs near 74. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Joins us each and every weekday morning. All right, Jeopardy.
Well, there's some crazy stuff going on right now on the TV show Jeopardy. A professional sports bettor and a University of Illinois graduate is killing it at a record pace. In the episode that aired yesterday, James Holzhauer won $110,000 and change, the most ever won on a single day in the 35-year history of the show. He has a four-day winning streak during which he has won $244,000. Dollars, which is also a record, and none other than the host, Alex Trebek, has already invoked the name of Ken Jennings, who won more than $2.5 million during a 74-game winning streak in 2004. This guy, James Holzhauer, has been a virtual machine so far. He has buzzed in on 133 categories and had the right response 129 times, 129 out of 133. He grew up in Naperville. He graduated from Illinois with a degree in mathematics. He ran a successful poker strategy website from which he built a bankroll of money to fund his sports betting career, at first concentrating on baseball before he shifted to football and basketball and hockey. He's kind of a strange cat. He says the only thing he's ever studied extensively are the lyrics to every Led Zeppelin song and the all-time list of home run leaders in Major League Baseball. He plays bridge. He makes really strange bets on Final Jeopardy. He picks these odd totals that end up being like a tribute to his wife's birthday, or he might write a message to one of his kids. And he says he spends a lot of time in the children's section of the library, where he says he's learned a lot that helps him on Jeopardy. He's strange, but he's really good. He's one of these guys. Everybody has that moment where they watch Jeopardy and they think, boy, I wonder how I would do on that show. And then you see a guy like this and you go, I'm not getting anywhere near it, because every category he seems to have an exhaustive knowledge of. So he goes for his fifth straight win in a row today in an episode that will air this afternoon.
All right. What time is that on, Mark?
I think Jeopardy's on at 4:30, I believe. On WAND, I believe.
There we go. We'll look that up. All right. Back on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper. We'll do a little baseball. Stay tuned.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, baseball.
Really sharp pitching performance from the Cardinals last night in a 4-0 victory over the Dodgers. Dakota Hudson racked up a lot of pitches, 100 of them in 4 2/3 innings. But while striking out 4 and walking 4, he did not give up a run. And then 5 pitchers out of the bullpen combined to go 4 1/3 shutout innings and allowed just 1 hit against a Dodgers lineup that had been pumping home runs at a record pace. Paul Goldschmidt homered for the Cardinals, and Yachty drove in 3 with a pair of doubles. Also, the division-leading Milwaukee Brewers lost for the second night in a row out on the West Coast to the Angels. One of the Angels hit 2 home runs last night to help take down the Brewers, and that guy was not Mike Trout, and it was not Albert Pujols. It was former Cub Tommy La Stella, who's a very good hitter but not normally a home run hitter. The Cardinals and Dodgers go at it again tonight at Busch Stadium. First pitch, 6:45. Jack Flaherty pitching for the Cardinals, a game you can listen to here on WSOY. The Cubs were off yesterday but resumed their series with the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. First pitch for them is 7:05 with Yu Darvish pitching for the Cubbies. The Cubs have put pitcher John Lester on the injured list with a mild hamstring strain. He aggravated it running the bases on an RBI double in the Cubs' victory over the Pirates on Monday. Strange to see John Lester on the injury list. He is a really durable guy. He has made at least 31 starts every season since 2008. And just looking ahead, the Cardinals and Cubs continue their series against the Dodgers and Pirates tomorrow on Thursday. Then the Cardinals have a rare Friday off before beginning a 2-game series in Cincinnati on Saturday. And then on Monday, it is a 3-game series for the Cardinals in Milwaukee. The Cubs host the Angels Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Wrigley Field.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And if you miss Mark each and every day, you can find the podcast at iTunes or Nauticator app, on Facebook, anywhere you look for your podcast. I saw a video this morning that was even more disturbing than the bees in the lady's eye.
Which we didn't even get to.
I'm not buying it's a real story.
Yeah, Taiwan. Was that where it was from? Taiwan.
Yeah. It's almost like you can guess, like when you see these stories. Like they never happen like where there's any sort of, I don't know. And not that Taiwan isn't a real place.
Yeah.
I just find it hard to believe that you could have 4 sweat bees living in your eyes.
I mean, I get sweat bees are kind of tiny, but they're not that small.
No.
I mean, they're not mites.
And she thought she had an eye infection. She goes to the doctor, and they found 4 bees in one eye feeding from her tear ducts.
She must cry a lot.
I can't even imagine. Can you?
No. It doesn't. I don't know. Fake news.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I read that at dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
See, I just turn off your Wi-Fi from now on with one tap.
You could do that?
Yeah. From the Xfinity app.
You wouldn't do that to me.
Keep pushing, lady.
Oh, you do not know the havoc I could wreak on your life, so don't you dare.
Yeah, you're right. I have no idea. Marquee Coffee Break, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
Or facing a prostate biopsy can be a scary experience for any man, but new technology called UroNav can provide more accurate results and peace of mind. DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with DMH urologist Michael Kotwitz to talk about the UroNav.
It gives us not only a higher probability of having accurate biopsies, but also it gives a higher degree of certainty that we got good biopsies with good information.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with NowDecatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right. I thought I found something so obscure that no one had ever heard of it outside of the source that I consumed this morning. And I mentioned it to you during the break, and you said, oh, my grandma makes those. There's a thing called a coolicle.
Yeah.
And these are pickles that are soaked in Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine anything more offensive to nature than mixing Kool-Aid and pickles.
You should see the colors they turn.
I don't. Why would that be an attraction? Now, I happen to like pickles.
Uh-huh.
I'm a pickle guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you either like pickles or you don't like pickles. I like all kinds of pickles.
I have only probably in the last 10 years of my life learned to like pickles.
So, but who in the world came up with the idea of mixing Kool-Aid and pickles? Because I can't think of two things that are further apart as far as when you think about the spectrum of combining things. I'm all about combination. Combination's important, right? You put this with that with this, and it's great.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Okay, so describe the taste of a pickle. Is it sour, sweet,
well, it depends.
Tangy?
It depends on the pickle.
Yes.
Not all pickles are the same.
Tart.
Could be. All of the above.
Yeah.
Now, what Kool-Aid is just a bunch of sugar and dye,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, and artificial flavoring.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get strawberry flavor, blueberry flavor, cherry. Cherry is the best.
No.
Not in Kool-Aid, but in coolicles.
So, how many times in your life have you consumed a coolicle?
I don't know. Quite a few. Now, my grandma calls them candied pickles.
Candied pickles.
Candied pickles.
But she makes them with Kool-Aid?
It's Kool-Aid.
There's got to be a reason.
Basically like pickles soaked.
Okay, I know what the concept is.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering who in their right mind decided to try this for the first time. hey, I got an, I mean, is it like the old peanut butter cups commercial where a guy's walking around with
a
peanut butter
idea.
Jar and the other guy's got a chocolate bar and the chocolate gets jammed into the peanut butter and they go, oh, yeah.
No idea.
Someone's got a big pitcher of Kool-Aid. Somebody's got just a jar of pickles. One of them jumps out, falls in the Kool-Aid. How does this start?
I don't know. She used to do her own pickles, like make her own pickles.
Okay.
And pickle them and can them and the whole thing. And then she just started buying the pickles and soaking them. And then you'd get them canned, like every Christmas. Everybody gets a jar of that and something she calls Chow Chow.
Okay, so basically they take all of the juice. I'm really struggling to even get through this.
You're like so grossed out.
Tell me it's not gross.
It's not. They taste good. I honestly, I had them when I was younger, and I did not know they were pickles. And remember, I said I only recently learned to like pickles.
Yeah.
They did not taste like pickles to me.
And you let it soak for 3, 5, even 7 days,
mm-hmm.
depending on how strong you want the Kool-Aid flavor to be.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask seriously, how many adults are actually consuming Kool-Aid, the product? And how many parents today are actually serving it to their kids?
Still buying Kool-Aid. That was a staple in our household.
Of course it was.
Yes, but my God. No, I have not had Kool-Aid since probably my stepmom stopped watching kids like the home daycare. I was in high school.
All right, so you say they're pretty good. What kind of pickles do you use?
She used like the Spears. Maybe they were dill.
Okay.
Kosher dill ones.
I can't imagine.
I don't remember.
Now, did you said cherry was the best?
I always liked she would do them in cherry, and those were always my favorite. They were really like tart and sweet. And they did not taste like pickles.
Some people like grape. You know, I'm reading, you know, every category has its own fan base. I just can't even imagine why in the world you would even try this. I mean, if somebody said, hey, here's what I want you to eat. I think I'd be offended if I went to someone's house and they said, I've been soaking these pickles in Kool-Aid for 7 days. Have one.
I thought, first time I had one, I thought it was a beet. That's what it kind of looked like to me.
Because it turns the color,
yes,
of the Kool-Aid.
And it was like the red came off on my fingers. Because it's a red pickle. I mean, it's completely colored.
Have we run out of food options? Have we run out of food options? What's wrong with just a pickle? I mean, did we need to improve on the pickle?
I don't know why you're knocking until you try. You know what? Okay. Rachel does have an assignment. She's gonna make Kool-Icles, and you're gonna have a taste test.
I don't have any desire whatsoever. And zero peer pressure. You know by now that doesn't work on me.
We can use Splenda instead of sugar.
It's not a diet thing. Although if you are still feeding your kids, Kool-Aid.
Do you remember you'd have to like put in like 2 cups of sugar?
Oh, it was horrible. That's all it was liquid sugar.
It was just sugar.
I mean,
sugar and water.
That pitcher was running through a wall, not because it could, because it was all stoked up on sugar.
and now we call it ADHD.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And look, people didn't know any better back then, so I get it. But you do now. You can't feed your kids
that kind
Kool-Aid.
Of sugar.
No. And the last thing in the world I want to do is, and my fear is this, I try one of these things and then it ruins pickles for me.
No, it doesn't even taste like a pickle.
It doesn't matter. Pickles have a weight, a depth, a crunch.
You can get rid of the crunch. They don't have the same
disgusting
kind of crunch.
Did you eat squirrel brains growing up?
No, but I did have cow testicles.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, but no. I will be taking a hard pass on the Kool-Icles. Although it might be sort of fun to like do like a whole rainbow assortment on a platter. I could see you could do a nice presentation.
Exactly.
With it. Just not going to eat it. Thank you.
Make it like a sunflower.
We've got to take a break, please. Dear God, go to the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. It just sounds so hillbilly. I mean, you're running around with red fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Eating your Kool-Icle.
With like up on your upper
red
lip.
Red stuff all over your mouth.
Yes. Mostly cloudy
Kool-Icle
skies.
Breath.
Highs near 62 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 53. For your Thursday, 40% chance to see some showers, thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m. And highs near 74. Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. It is 44 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday. Good morning and welcome. Sad to think there might not be rock and roll in the future, right?
Or what they might call it in the future is what I'm worried about.
I don't get into that whole genre thing. Let's not go Billy Ray Cyrus, like the hip-hop country. You know, we've got all that controversy this week.
And we have really redefined controversy.
Yeah, well, we really have. Everything's a controversy, right? All right, Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. What's going on?
Well, I called because my grandma used to make what she called Christmas pickles and use cinnamon red hots, and they come out, I promise you, Christmas red. And it took like 5 days. You know, my grandpa would grow the cucumbers, and grandma would go out and pick them at pickle size, slice them up. Man, they're awesome.
Okay.
I can't describe, but, and I love bread and butter pickles. I love Famous Dave's hot and spicy slices or whatever. I like all kinds of pickles, but, man, you got to try them.
Okay, now, you said...
I've never had cool pickles, but cinnamon red hots, I don't know, my aunt's got the recipe. I want to try to get it, but
all right,
they're great.
Cinnamon red hots, so she'd use the actual candy?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So it doesn't ruin pickles for you. You can enjoy the other pickles. Can you imagine...
No, I still love pickles. I like all kinds of pickles, but those... They were like candy.
They really were. All right. I'm being a Kool-Aid snob. I know. I can't imagine a purple pickle.
Well, like I said, these are, man, they come out Christmas red. They look like cranberry sauce, only red.
Christmas.
You got to try them.
All right. Christmas pickles. You get the recipe, send it over to us. All right.
Will do.
All right, Scott. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Thank you. Christmas pickles. That's just funny. That could be like the name of your like memoirs.
I was literally just thinking to myself, that was a brilliant idea.
Christmas pickles?
Yeah, Christmas pickles. My life in three short paragraphs.
Yeah, there you have it. I can't get myself there mentally. I'm sure it's maybe way more common than I thought, right?
Looking up Christmas pickle and
we are pickles. In the Midwest. Is this... You know what this screams to me, though,
yeah,
is Southern.
Yeah, pickles.
Right?
Yes, I'm sure it is. I'm sure that's where its roots come from, and who knows. But I was just looking out how to make them. It's pretty simple.
Well, yeah, you can find it, by the way, just if you put in Kool, K-O-O-L,
mm-hmm.
fourth thing that comes up is Kool in the Gang. The first thing that comes up is Kulikles.
Yep. Actually, there's a place called Chan's Kulikles. That's what they sell. You should try them because they're actually very good and they won't ruin pickles for you.
All right.
And I mean, you can get them in every color and flavor. I don't think orange would be very good.
Now, why are you, so you're drawing the line at orange? Cherry pickle. Okay, that's great.
There are foods that don't make, they work together and they shouldn't.
Yes.
Chicken and waffles, for instance.
Okay, that is not odd to me at all.
Put some because maple syrup.
You're not taking the chicken and turning it into a waffle. That's the difference here. You're taking a pickle and you're turning it into Kool-Aid. That is my...
Turning it into candy.
Okay, well, what is you and the accents today? I'm still saying that Kulikles is sort of... Well, I'm not going to use stereotypes. I can't get past the Kool-Aid snobbery. And then if you use Splenda, does it taste the same?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, of course not, right? So I have no interest in 2 cups of sugar ruining my perfectly good pickles. And pickles have a lot of sodium, by the way.
One bite.
Why would I...
Just to try it.
But what's the okay? Explain that to me. That's like the guy who goes, "Well, I got to go conquer the mountain because it's there," and then we have to send in like $100,000 rescue team to save him. What's one bite of this going to do for my life, one way or the other?
Well, I don't know. It might be life changing. Have you ever thought?
I can't imagine
something
life changing at the age of 52. Kulikles are going to change my life.
You hated Brussels sprouts. You went to one event, took one bite of Brussels sprouts because you were a judge, made by Taproot.
Yeah.
And you changed your mind on
Brussels sprouts.
Yes, and you changed your mind on Brussels sprouts.
I actually didn't change my mind. I just changed the way you eat it and the way you prepare it, and that makes all the difference in the world. If you give me a round, whole Brussels sprout, I will still have the same reaction I had as a kid. Now, if you cut it into like nicely fine, small pieces and you roast it till it's brown and put things, yes, I like it. I'm not expecting...
With some bacon and almonds.
No, not all that stuff. I'm not expecting to have that same experience with Kool-Aid and pickles, okay? And by the way, Brussels sprouts are very good for you.
You never know.
All right, your favorite family Kulikle recipe, or even the name of it, because we can't seem to come to any common agreement on what they're called. Christmas pickles, candied pickles, Kulikles. If you've got a story, give us a call at 875-1340. Or send us an email, buyers@wsoyam.com, if that's your old-fashioned way of communicating. And, of course, you can message us on Nowdicator's Facebook page as well. Tomorrow morning, Paul Osborne will be in. We'll also be visiting with Debbie Bogle from the United Way. This will be our first conversation with Paul since the election.
Is
that right?
Because
we had 2 weeks where we had the community leaders breakfast and... And so he'll be with us. We'll kind of break down what happened, where we go from here. And then Friday, we are celebrating National Cheese Toasty Day. Is it National Cheese Toasty Day?
It's grilled cheese day.
Or is it National Grilled Cheese
Pretty
Day?
Pretty sure it's grilled cheese
and
day.
And you said that the cheese toasty, that verbiage came from Decatur, Illinois. I cannot find that anywhere. You made that up.
I saw it once, and then now it says the Midwest, because I'm sure there are other people. Although I did see some posts, I think it was... Ryan McCrady had said something about, enjoying cheese toasty. He's like, for all my Chicago friends, that's grilled cheese. Like,
why do people get weird about what you call it? It's two pieces of bread with some cheese in the middle, and you grill it.
I know. Do you remember we had at the Decatur celebration, there was a vendor that had gourmet grilled cheese, and he had to put a piece of paper, y'all call it cheese toasties, apparently.
Yeah. And I love how the fact that he put y'all in there, like we were a bunch of, out of the hills of Tennessee.
Can I get a cheese toasty? A what?
Yeah. Okay.
We don't make those.
Well, you would think if he's in business in the Midwest, he would know.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese toasty. When I was a kid, I always associated, talking about putting foods together. We always had, it was cheese toasties and tomato soup.
Tomato soup. Mm-hmm.
Did that go away?
Oh, I still think that. That sounds good.
I wasn't really sure. I never liked the tomato soup, to be honest with you. But I like the cheese toast.
I'm more of a bisque person.
Okay. We've got to take a top of the hour break. Dan Oaks will join us from District 61, Board of Education, coming up here in a few minutes. Kicking off our WSOYMCA challenge. Got our lunch this Friday with all of our new contestants. It's going to be fun. First class is Monday. Are you ready? We'll take a quick break for stories and news. Back with more after this Wednesday edition of Buyers and Company rolls on. Don't go anywhere.